Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And I think I was telling you earlier that I really should put more Christmas decorations on the exterior of my house. There's always that one house that kind of goes above and beyond the call of duty with Christmas decorations. And I drove by that house last night, and Hannah Kwok is on the line. And Hannah, you live at that house in LaGrange, Illinois. What a great job.
Thank you so much.
I always go down your street every year, very frequently, because I cut through to various places I'm going, because I live in LaGrange as well. And every year I notice this house that's completely lit up, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I'll be honest with you, Hannah, I didn't realize that you had this whole joy project attached to this. Please explain what you and your family are doing.
Yeah, so in the winter of 2020, my family was talking, and we kind of wanted to do our display a little bit bigger and better than past years. So we started brainstorming on how we could do that and kind of bring families together. My dad has been talking about doing a lighted archway over our sidewalk for forever, so he finally decided that that would be the year. And with all of that, as our donations, or as our decorations kind of got more prominent on the house, we decided to tie in food donations to local food pantries. And we've been doing that since the winter of 2020, and it's just been a really kind of great project to give back to local communities.
What that is just so heartwarming to hear, because this is the pandemic year that you guys started with the decorations out there, and very like no one was really celebrating Christmas. Christmas was so different in 2020.
Yeah, we knew that it was kind of a tough year for everybody, just given the circumstances. So we thought that this would be a really great way to kind of bring people together in a safe way, whether that be carefully walking past our house or driving past. We had people from all over the Chicagoland area, some from Indiana and some even from Wisconsin, drive by that we were able to talk to. And yeah.
That's so heartwarming. I can't stop thinking what a great family you are. So this year, you're going to be collecting donations for local food pantries. What else? A local domestic violence shelter for women and children. And there's also a program that works to provide feminine products to teens in nearby high-need areas. Are these the three that you're collecting for this year?
Yes. We kind of go on an as-needs basis. So we've had some groups actually reach out to us. We've donated to St. Cletus Food Pantry, Westchester Food Pantry, Share Food, Share Love Food Pantry, Hinsdale Family Services. So we've had a lot of groups reach out to us, and we've been fortunate enough to actually be able to help a lot of these groups, actually all of these groups, during the holiday season.
And when I was driving by last night, I noticed that there are bins to put non-perishable food items, or you also have a Facebook page. If people can't make the trip to beautiful LaGrange, Illinois, can they donate in other ways?
Yes, 100%. We have our donation bins by our driveway that people can drop anything in. Those are out 24/7. And then we also have an Amazon wish list, which you can find at our Facebook page. It's Kwaks, Kwaks, Spread Joy. And that just, you can just ship Amazon items directly to our house through that wish list.
On the south side of you, you have some funny neighbors. Your house is decorated so beautifully. Would you please care to share what your neighbor to the south of you has done with their decorations?
Yeah, so our neighbors to the south of us are absolutely fantastic, and they love our decorations. And in 2020, we walked outside one day, and they had a ditto sign hanging up in their front yard. So that has been up since, and it just, we feel a really great addition to our display, and makes people giggle when they go past.
It totally is. They just, your house is so ornate and lit up and completely beautiful, totally Clark Griswold-y, and then they have a simple plastic snowman in the center of their yard with a sign that says ditto and an arrow pointing to your house. Can you give them a tip for me, or else I'll just stop by and tell them they need to light it up a little bit more, because during the day you can totally read it, but at night the ditto needs to be lit up a little bit more. Because it is the funniest thing.
Pass on the message.
I absolutely love it. So, all right, this is your third year of doing the Joy Project, and this is the Kwok family just helping other families in need. If you would like to, so can I just drive by later today, and what do I put in those bins?
You can put in anything. We're taking any kinds of non-perishable food donations, whether that be canned food, granola bars, cereal, basically anything that can sit on a shelf for some kind of extended period of time. Pasta is also a great thing. And any kinds of toiletries, whether that be body wash, shampoo, conditioner, anything in relation to babies, so diapers, baby wipes, those kinds of things, and feminine supplies.
And for people who aren't in the area, again, your Facebook page is what? Give that to us again, Hannah.
It's Kwok's, Kwaks, Bread Joy.
Thank you so much. I sure hope Santa is good to you this year, Hannah, because you and your family are doing a wonderful thing, and LaGrange is very proud of you.
Thank you so much. That means the world to us.
Have a very Merry Christmas. Hannah Kwok, and that's just people helping people because that's what they do. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And I think I was telling you earlier that I really should put more Christmas decorations on the exterior of my house. There's always that one house that kind of goes above and beyond the call of duty with Christmas decorations. And I drove by that house last night, and Hannah Kwok is on the line. And Hannah, you live at that house in LaGrange, Illinois. What a great job.
Thank you so much.
I always go down your street every year, very frequently, because I cut through to various places I'm going, because I live in LaGrange as well. And every year I notice this house that's completely lit up, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I'll be honest with you, Hannah, I didn't realize that you had this whole Joy Project attached to this. Please explain what you and your family are doing.
Yeah, so in the winter of 2020, my family was talking, and we kind of wanted to do our display a little bit bigger and better than past years. So we started brainstorming on how we could do that and kind of bring families together. My dad has been talking about doing a lighted archway over our sidewalk for forever, so he finally decided that that would be the year. And with all of that, as our donations, or as our decorations kind of got more prominent on the house, we decided to tie in food donations to local food pantries. And we've been doing that since the winter of 2020, and it's just been a really kind of great project to give back to local communities.
That is just so heartwarming to hear, because this is the pandemic year that you guys started with the decorations out there, and no one was really celebrating Christmas. Christmas was so different in 2020.
Yeah, we knew that it was kind of a tough year for everybody, just given the circumstances. So we thought that this would be a really great way to kind of bring people together in a safe way, whether that be carefully walking past our house or driving past. We had people from all over the Chicagoland area, some from Indiana and some even from Wisconsin, drive by that we were able to talk to. And yeah.
That's so heartwarming. I can't stop thinking what a great family you are. So this year you're going to be collecting donations for local food pantries. What else? A local domestic violence shelter for women and children. And there's also a program that works to provide feminine products to teens in nearby high need areas. Are these the three that you're collecting for this year?
Yes. We kind of go on an as-needs basis. So we've had some groups actually reach out to us. We've donated to St. Cletus Food Pantry, Westchester Food Pantry, Share Food, Share Love Food Pantry, Hinsdale Family Services. So we've had a lot of groups reach out to us, and we've been fortunate enough to actually be able to help a lot of these groups, actually all of these groups, during the holiday season.
And when I was driving by last night, I noticed that there are bins to put non-perishable food items, or you also have a Facebook page. If people can't make the trip to beautiful LaGrange, Illinois, can they donate in other ways?
Yes, 100%. We have our donation bins by our driveway that people can drop anything in. Those are out 24/7. And then we also have an Amazon wish list, which you can find at our Facebook page. It's Quaks, K-W-A-K-S, Spread Joy. And that just, you can just ship Amazon items directly to our house through that wish list.
On the south side of you, you have some funny neighbors. Your house is decorated so beautifully. Would you please care to share what your neighbor to the south of you has done with their decorations?
Yeah, so our neighbors to the south of us are absolutely fantastic, and they love our decorations. And in 2020, we walked outside one day, and they had a ditto sign hanging up in their front yard. So that has been up since, and it just... we feel a really great addition to our display, and it makes people giggle when they go past.
It totally is. Your house is so ornate and lit up and completely beautiful, totally Clark Griswold-y. And then they have a simple plastic snowman in the center of their yard with a sign that says ditto and an arrow pointing to your house. Can you give them a tip for me, or else I'll just stop by and tell them they need to light it up a little bit more, because during the day you can totally read it, but at night the ditto needs to be lit up a little bit more. Because it is the funniest thing.
Pass on the message.
I absolutely love it. So, all right, this is your third year of doing the Joy Project, and this is the Quaks family just helping other families in need. If you would like to, so can I just drive by later today, and what do I put in those bins?
You can put in anything. We're taking any kinds of non-perishable food donations, whether that be canned food, granola bars, cereal, basically anything that can sit on a shelf for some kind of extended period of time. Pasta is also a great thing. And any kinds of toiletries, whether that be body wash, shampoo, conditioner, anything in relation to babies, so diapers, baby wipes, those kinds of things, and feminine supplies.
And for people who aren't in the area, again, your Facebook page is what? Give that to us again, Hannah.
It's Quaks, K-W-A-K-S, Spread Joy.
Thank you so much. I sure hope Santa is good to you this year, Hannah, because you and your family are doing a wonderful thing, and LaGrange is very proud of you.
Thank you so much. That means the world to us.
Have a very Merry Christmas. Hannah Quaks, and that's just people helping people, because that's what they do.